All right, here we go. Good afternoon, good morning, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of Late for the Party on Anchor FM. I'm your host, Melodious, aka Cuppa Boy, the Modern Marvel. That's right, you guys. We're actually going to get into a little, In My Mind segment, because, honestly, it is about the DLC of Streets of Rage 4, and, that's supposed to be, hopefully, coming out pretty soon. Even though I talked about it on my last episode, but, last couple episodes, and I hope you enjoy the last few episodes that I've just recently put up. If not, please like, hit those likes, comment, shares, and hit the likes, comment, share, and subscribe to the podcast, you guys, and to the YouTube channel. So, alright, but I was actually sitting here talking about DLC, and that's coming up for Streets of Rage 4, but I'm thinking, okay, is it a possibility that we'll be getting Skate? And I want to see if that's even going to be possible. Even though .emu actually mentioned that they said that he would be older and whatnot, and, you know, he would have to have, like, a different kind of moveset and everything. Okay, cool, make it happen. That's how I feel. I mean, like, hell, we haven't seen his brother Adam since the first one, and, like, since part three, like, he was in the game, but he wasn't playable. So, I mean, and if you really look at it in the aspect of, in Streets of Rage 2, Skate was 12 years old. Now, I don't know how far in between Streets of Rage 2 and 3 was, because Streets of Rage 4 is 10 years after the events of Streets of Rage 3. So, let's say if Skate was 12 in Streets of Rage 2, I'd say about, like, a year or two later, Skate's is about at least 13, 14 years old. Because, like, you know, all of a sudden in Streets of Rage 2, from Streets of Rage 2 and Streets of Rage 3, you know, now they got cyborgs, and, like, you know, cyborgs are running rampant a little bit. So, let's say he's 13 years old. So, in Streets of Rage 4, he would be 23. So, he'd be the same age as Adam was in Streets of Rage 1. So, then that makes sense. So, what do you do with the story? I mean, do you make him, like, he's following his brother's footsteps to where he tries to go into the police, and he's trying to stop the corruption from the inside? I mean, that's a good way. Let's say that he went the military route, and he's like he was in the military. Have some tragic story to where, like, he has cybernetic legs, you know, because he got his legs messed up, or his legs out of it. That would be a little too tragic for a fan favorite like Skate. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I feel like if you're gonna do something with Skate, then, ooh, that'll be a good one. You know, he's under the tutelage, like, Skate is under, like, after, like, his brother left, you know, he was once to complete his training, and, like, he starts learning the ways of, like, how Shiva, you know, like, his martial arts and his techniques. So that would give, like, you know, Skate, like, kind of like that assassin type feel, like, since he's already fast, like, when he was little. So, you know, that would be cool to give kind of like a male Blaze a little bit, you know, like a male Blaze, like, you know, he's a little fast, but he's not as strong, like, he's right in between, like, maybe a step above, like, Blaze, and, like, just kind of like a balanced out character to where he's fast, but he also has technique, but he's not as strong, you know. But that'll be actually kind of cool. I could see them pulling off something like that. Ooh, and give him, like, that little stealth, kind of like an Andy Bogart kind of feel, like a vibe with the, like, a ninja stealth, like a stealth kind of vibe, and then, like, him doing, like, little techniques like that. That would be off the hook. I wouldn't mind seeing something like that for Skate. Because, like, you can't just leave someone like that out of the, like, I could understand leaving Rue out, or even Zan, because I wasn't really much of a fan of Dr. Zan in that way. But, you know, but Skate, without Adam, like, with Adam not being there at the time, where, you know, Skate was more relevant than Adam was, because Adam wasn't even in, like, he hasn't been in the game since, he wasn't even in the last two games. But then, Skate isn't in the game, and honestly, it's like, it feels kind of weird. I mean, don't get me wrong, nothing's wrong with Cherry or anything, but I feel like, everything, like, even in the game, there's no inkling or inch of, like, you know, you don't even hear anything about Skate even being mentioned. Not even a, like, you see Zan in, like, the little end credits and everything, where he's working on Floyd's arms, his arm and everything. So it's like, but with Skate, you don't hear nothing, you don't see nothing. So it's kind of like, you know, I mean, we even see more of Estelle playing a vocal role than, you know, even mentioning anything about Skate. So, you know, so what do? You would technically make Skate a brand new character, honestly. Like, he's a kind of like how they did with Adam. You know, we haven't seen Adam in action since the first one. So, I mean, with that, that's obviously the route they're going to have to go. So, I mean, just make him have his similar moves that he had, like the corkscrew kick, the little move that he does with, like, you know, he's just, you know, Skate is still Skate, but he's just not rocking no rollerblades. Just make him fast. Make him fast. Make him kind of like on of a, kind of like on some ninja type skills. You know what I'm saying? That would actually be kind of cool, because we see that we have brawlers. We have, you know, Adam and Axel. You know, Adam has the boxing skills. Axel has the martial arts skills. Frickin' Blaze, she's, what's her skills again? You know, I clearly forgot what skill, judo. She's, like, on some judo stuff, which makes perfect sense. But, Max, he was the wrestler. Floyd, he's the brawler slash freaking got the little mechanical arms, which was dope. Then you got freaking you got Cherry, who's a brawler in general, and then you have Shiva, who, like, you know, like a martial arts expert and everything, but on some more of an assassin type feel. That would be cool give Skate, like, have, like, give Skate, like, the storyline to where he's actually training with freaking Shiva. That would be off the hook. I wouldn't mind seeing stuff like that. So you still see some familiarity with Skate, with some techniques that he would still technically have, and, like, but then, like, you know, he's, like, moving smooth like a ninja and everything. And, you know, like, he does, like, little shift moves. And, like, he's, like, you know, kind of like, you know, he blinks in and out like a, like, you know, that would be off the hook. Why not? That would be his moveset. You know what I'm saying? Like, how everybody has a little, like, you know, how frickin', whatchamacallit has, we don't have a stealth character. They don't have a stealth character in the game. That would be actually cool. I would not mind seeing that. That would be cool for Skate to be in that vein for, you know, to give the stealth character. We already got a fast character. We already got a strong character. We don't have a grappler. Well, we do have a grappler character with Floyd. Wouldn't hurt just to see a full-blown wrestler like Max again. I mean, Dr. Zan and Rue, I mean, they were cool, but they weren't like Adam. They weren't like Max. They weren't like Skate. And honestly, it's like, okay, Rue. Okay, cool. I mean, I never even really played with Rue that much, even in Streets of Rage 3. But with Skate, yeah. Skate and Max was like the team. You know what I'm saying? You got fast and you got strong, you know? I remember me and my brother and sisters, with like, those were like the go-tos, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I could see Skate being something, like, I'd pay some mad DLC money for, like, Skate being in Streets of Rage 4. But, you know, Dottie and Mew, you know, I'm just gonna say, like, don't make any excuses for yourself saying, like, oh, he's too old, like, he'll be older and all of that. And, like, so he's old. Okay, he's 23 years old. All right, cool. Make him older. You know, he still has the nickname. Everybody has that nickname. That nickname, Skate. Just make him something that he would be, like, okay, he's quick. You know what I'm saying? He's quick and he's lightning quick on his feet. So make him a stealth character. Make him a stealthy, like, combatant. Make him kind of like with ninja qualities or something like that. Give him like I said, have him work under, Shiva. You know, Shiva was training Skate and learning the path of enlightenment because he was a rambunctious kid. You know what I'm saying? That's the route to go with giving DLC with Skate. And honestly, that will be cool as hell. So, either way, you guys, man, woo, God, I love doing this shit. Either way, so I'm gonna get off the hook. So I just wanted to do a little In My Mind segment on this episode. So, like I said, this is the In My Mind segment on Late for the Party on Anchor FM, also the Late for the Party live on YouTube. So, like always, you guys, please like, comment, share, subscribe to the podcast, and support the YouTube channel. Keep getting those backwards, but either way. Also, check out all the cool merch on teespring.com. You can see you can listen to the podcast on all platforms of whatever platforms that podcasts are on. So, either way, you guys, man, like I said, I need to hurry up and take a nap. So, either way, you guys, I am your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Coverboy, the Modern Marvel, signing off, you guys. And as always, if you're going to be late for the party, turn it up to 11.